This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello, hi, and welcome. This is Updates with Brandon Newsman, episode 87.5. We in here. First episode this week, 87, Marvel at Kyler Murray's Homecoming, featuring D'Angelo Hall. D'Angelo Hall gave us some great stuff. I got to get out of here. I'm moving around a lot. I'm about to take a flight to Cincinnati, rent a car, drive to Louisville, hang out in Louisville, go to my friend's wedding in Louisville, then drive to Notre Dame on Sunday for Notre Dame Day. Make sure y'all peep and watch. Working Monday as well, flying back. You guys going to have to handle the post-meeting or the meeting without me? You guys going to be okay with the meeting without me?
It won't be the same, but we'll try to hold it.
I'm calling. FaceTime. I'll FaceTime in. How about that? But I got to leave very, very soon. The NFL draft is on. We got done watching it. There's a bunch of fans out there being fake excited about names that they've never heard before. Everyone's in Nashville right now. All the picks are coming in pictures of little picks. Shouts out to country music. We had a little...
And puns.
You know what I mean? Lil Nas X out there. Okay, let's go right into it. The first overall pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals pick Kyler Murray, and then millions of Americans turn off their channels and, you know, going along with their life because that was the only thing they really were interested in seeing. Kyler Murray, when interviewed by Thirsty People afterwards, said, "We've been waiting a long time for this. This is a long time coming." Sounds like he and Cliff Kingsbury obviously been lying to people. Everyone in the reports and stuff, 99.9% sure that Kyler Murray's going. The team's happy about it. Other people are happy about it. Kyler Murray, first round pick. Now it's time to see where Rosen goes. Second pick, the 49ers pick, Beyonce hater, Nick Bosa. And I love the pick. I say add about 20 pounds onto him. Move him inside, three technique, and I'm not being a hater. I know that white defensive ends can rush the pass rushers as well. I know I come hard at J.J. Watt every now and then, but I think Nick Bosa could be even better inside as a three technique or a one because he's just stout, like a Justin Smith. You know what I mean? You see that like the big country guy, just big muscle
Eating
in the
blockers.
Middle. Yeah, of course. Third pick, Alabama standout Quentin Williams, an interior lineman, gets picked up by the Jets. We heavy. We in here. Defensive lineman. We here right now off the top. And it keeps going. Because I have nothing else to say about that pick. I mean, I don't know.
It was the right pick.
Yeah. He was great. He's great.
Dude got braces.
You know what I'm saying? He's about to have great teeth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Already. The formation is there.
Yeah, it's there.
Won the Outland Trophy Award. Like, he's a great defensive lineman. We saw him lose to Clemson. And speaking of Clemson, the Raiders did their surprise move, and the big surprise was drafting someone that no one even heard about. I don't want to say no one's heard about, but
you know
there was
about
one Clemson defensive lineman at the draft ready to get picked. He didn't come till later on, but they had to put a picture up of Cleveland Farrell, the highest Clemson draft pick in history. Cleveland Farrell, a defensive end who – I guess only Mike Mayock and John Gruden know about. So, you know, that's the next Khalil Mack. Shouts out to him. Fifth pick, Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Devin White and his horse, Daisy May. It is clear that the Bucs need a leader, and they think that White can herd them along in the right direction. Woo!
Yeehaw!
Bars.
Daniel Jones, the switch back to offense, the sixth pick of the NFL draft, Daniel Jones, Duke quarterback, gets picked up by the... What did he get picked
up?
The Giants.
That's Eli's little buddy
yes,
from the
Man
Academy.
Yes. Shouts
they know
out.
Each other. Eli was in the B-roll of Dude. Pictures of,
yes,
of Eli
it
in the B-roll already.
Talk about inside jobs with Kyler Murray and quarterbacks. There's a long lineage of just people planting seeds, feeding people information, grooming people until they get to the perfect form to be plucked.
And groomed again at the professional level.
Well, like Eli's replacement, he'd like to pick his replacement. I think that's what's going on. The Giants are allowing Eli and the Manning family to pick their replacement. Shouts out to the Manning family.
Yeah,
also,
that's nice.
The Bosa family, Manning family, all the guys, the Archie Manning, Eli Manning, and Peyton Manning, all picked in the first round. Now, the Bosas have that same whatever sports stat that is. Yeah. Okay, seventh pick, second year in a row, a Josh Allen was taken as the seventh overall pick in an NFL draft. Last year best was pick, Bills quarterback.
Which Josh Allen's going next
Josh
year?
Josh Allen, yes, exactly. Which number seven pick Josh Allen's going to? Who, you're out there?
If your name's Josh Allen, ask yourself.
If you're playing college football and your name is Josh Allen,
you don't even
Josh
have to be
Allen,
playing necessarily because somebody's
get to
going.
Work. Get to work. The Redskins picked Dwayne Haskins.
That's a live take right now.
Number 15. That's a last live take. We're watching that right now. That was an important one. People thought this was going to happen, the most accurate quarterback in the draft. Shouts out to the future of the Redskins quarterback being a black guy again. Eighth pick, the Detroit Pistons pick up Iowa tight end T.J. Hockenson.
Just leave it.
Okay. Yes.
Leave it. They showed the one high school layup.
No, no. What you don't know is Detroit. They moved all the big. Everything was spread out in the state of Michigan, and they moved all of the big sports all downtown.
Yeah, they're like all in the same block.
Yeah. So like, you know, yeah, the Detroit Pistons. They right next to the Detroit Lions and the Detroit Red Wings.
Family.
The Detroit sports basketball football team select Iowa tight end T.J. Hockenson. Hockenson. It's a hard O. Long O. I think it's a line over the O. Yeah. Hockenson. I mean, I don't know if that's right either.
No, two of those German dots.
Proving that Matt Patricia is still doing his best impression of Bill Belichick.
I mean,
because Hockenson, I had heard this may possibly be the time that the Patriots move up in the draft, which they don't usually do. They usually don't do well in the first round, period. They move up in the draft to get a tight end to replace Rob Gronkowski. That's the type of tight end that this big white guy is. Decent at blocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll learn.
Hawk is like one alphabet letter up from Gronk, too. Like, it's Gronk and then it's Hawk. Like, it's an alpha, beta, like, a few others.
Just quick, Gronk, just got it.
Hawk.
TJ. Got him. Ninth pick of the 2019 NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select defensive tackle from Houston, Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver is the only defensive tackle in this draft. A lot of defensive tackles coming in this draft. A lot of interior linemen. All the people I've named are basically defensive players other than two people. Three. I'm keeping track. Ed Oliver is the only defensive tackle in this draft who has the upside of an Aaron Donald. And also, what I was saying, move Nick Bosa inside and have an athletic linebacker type position in the nose, and they can't block it.
The pick Gruden should have made, Ed Oliver at.
Oh my gosh, that's yes. And shouts out to Coffee and Daisy May. Coffee is Ed Oliver's horse. Two big horse guys going in the top 10, and with the 10 pick, and this is big for Joy, Steeler territory. The Steelers trade up,
take the Broncos pick.
Take the Broncos pick. They originally were going to pick 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Move like up and pick defensive player, Michigan inside linebacker Devin Bush. One of two defensive players coming in the first round for Michigan. But this is significant because the last time the Steelers moved up in the draft to get a defensive player was 2003.
Facts.
Troy Polamalu with hair.
Mm.
You'll see Devin Bush has one long dread like a Samson coming out the back. You know what I'm saying? Got the Caesar, you know what I'm saying? Low cut Caesar with the deep waves in the front. And
original suit.
And a nice long, strong.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
It's got the, like, Bobby Brown look too with the suit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ralph Tresvantage.
And now if you're wondering what the dread looks like, think like weekend post or pre-haircut. Just like one of those dreads out the back. He looks great. His dad was picked up in the first round. Just pedigree all throughout there. But the Steelers moving up. Now, I said it before, the Steelers being offense and everyone talking about offense has been weird in the first place. This looks like the Steelers are going to go back into defense, try to strengthen up, and get back to the core of who they are. That's the NFL draft still going on, guys. We got it in late. That's
gave
the update.
10 good picks, though.
You know what I'm saying? Those are listen.
11 with Dwayne Haskins.
11 mm-hmm. with the Dwayne, yeah.
To at 13, yes. Yep.
At 15.
To the R words.
At 15 to the R words. Listen, number 22, Ravens with the 22nd pick. Trade out of it. It's a cursed pick. Johnny Manziel got picked up on that pick. Brady Quinn got picked up with that pick. Get out of there.
Friend of the podcast, Brady
people,
Quinn.
People who get picked up at 22nd pick don't stay in the NFL very long. Trade out of it. I believe in superstitions. Y'all, be good. Love y'all. We out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to try to come to you in a very calm, cool, collected. You know, I was listening to some NPR and the Uber on the way here. We just come out of the draft. A lot of film being watched. We're watching episode 87. Starting to turn up a little bit. Marvel at Kyler Murray's homecoming. He got drafted. Yay! We in here. We want to talk about this Lakers dysfunction. They have no foundation at all. They need to build from the ground up. Joy, talk to the people.
If you want a successful franchise or a successful business or a successful relationship or a successful friendship, okay, or whatever, all right, you have to start with the foundation. And that's not the players. That's not the building, okay? It's not the color of your jerseys. Okay. It's the ownership and the front office. The people that make all the decisions for everyone else, they have to be solid. So build that first. Dig up the old dirt and start something new. Stop keeping it in the family. Like, you need to bring in people that have experience and a long resume of success building a successful franchise from the top. Okay? Stop running this mom and pop operation. Build it up. Get rid of everything else and build it up. And your seed, you've already got it. It's this amazing bean.
Okay.
Put it in the ground. LeBron James. Boom.
Okay, but what?
Championship tree.
Foundation. Joy was referring to Shaq saying that the Lakers should hire Kobe Bryant as the president. Now, we've talked about this weeks and weeks and weeks. Actually, since we've started this thing, we've talked about this story and what the Lakers are doing because they haven't done anything yet. We still don't know. Now, this morning, Magic Johnson decides to subtweet the Lakers at 8:47 a.m. Pacific time, I imagine. He's probably out here, right? Unless he's back in East Lansing. The truth will always come to light. What is that? The smiley face with the rosacea tweet? With the rosacea cheeks? The smiley face with the rosacea cheeks? Come to find out, later on, FS1's own Rick Bucher,
gang gang,
NBA analyst, said that that comment, as well as Magic Johnson's, when he stepped down, saying that he didn't like all the backstabbing, came from Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka emailing each other back and forth about what Magic Johnson is doing and is not doing for the Lakers. And Jeannie BCC'd Magic Johnson on the emails. Now, if y'all know what a BCC is, y'all know what the corporate information is. I didn't know. We didn't BCC a lot when I was working at Kroger growing up. You know what I mean? So, like, let me tell y'all what BCC. It's sending an email to somebody, and the person who's getting the email don't know somebody else is on the email. Now, I don't BCC. So, I don't even know the etiquette of BCCing. Because that's dirty. That's nasty. But for the Lakers organization, the top of the organization, the part that Joy is saying is so important to be built, to be BCCing Magic Johnson, the president of the Lakers organization, on anything seems outrageous and egregious, and there was no real form of chemistry. There was no formula of success in naming Magic Johnson as a president. Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson have deep-rooted rivalries. Michigan State, Michigan, that's a real thing.
The BCC that you're talking about doesn't sound very professional, right? It sounds like something that you would do for a family member, right? And that's the problem, is that Jeannie views Magic as her basketball brother. That's like that's their connection, they grew up together,
right,
with Dr. Jerry, yes, and the whole thing holding it together.
What you're referring to is allegiances?
Not sure, allegiances. I think so.
Allegiances?
Allegiance?
I think allegiances.
Loyalties.
Loyalties. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Loyalties, right? That go deeper than email, arguably. I'm going to start branding myself as a reality TV insider. I'm a reality TV insider.
How you mean?
The main reality TV show that I focus on, the NBA and the NFL.
Oh.
Okay? Basketball Wives, starring Savannah James, needs to go ahead and reboot, get something back up, else on the family plate. The family going to be all in the news after Space Jam 2 come out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm hosting the reunion show of Basketball Wives and this reality TV show with the Lakers and everything else going to the NBA. And the mess that follows LeBron James is something that I kind of want to focus on. And I'm trying to not – there's no blame that need to be dished out. It's not his fault that Delonte West had an affinity for his mother, Gloria James. You know what I mean? Like, there's things along – it's not his fault. You know what I mean? I'm sure he didn't pick out the Hummer 2.
Goal.
You know what I mean? So, like,
very popular car at the time.
The Los Angeles Lakers have a movie script on their hands. You can't write this stuff. It is a rom-com.
Such a rom-com.
It's a rom-com. It's a drama.
Written by William Shakespeare.
It's an HBO series. This isn't TV. This is the Los Angeles Lakers. Like, this is real life drama. I still think that LeBron is setting up for a comeback. I still think that the movie will be written and we will feel those feels that we felt when they came back from 3-1 against the Warriors and he blocked the shot. He deserves a happy ending, and I think we'll see one eventually. But right now, we're at that point in the movie where it gets really dark and it's not as fun to watch anymore. I love Shakespeare. One of my favorite plays is a comedy, Much to Do About Nothing. And in said comedy, it's just a bunch of BCCing, which is, in real life, overhearing some stuff that wasn't intended for you, but you heard your name in it.
A little ear
and
hustling.
And then making moves off the ear hustling and making decisions based off of something that you think you understand and heard. That is dangerous. That is what the Lakers is doing. I am hoping that this long, drawn-out search for leadership will lead to the Lakers having a happy ending, much like in a Much To Do About Nothing. Was like, oh, hey, okay, now let's get married and we win some championships. Hey, I'm King Comments. Okay, we are in here, episode 87.5. Make sure you check out episode 87, Marvel at Kyler Murray's homecoming to the Arizona Cardinals. We note that now. We are in the comments. Let's start at the bottom. Neon Quilt says, not going to spoil it. Somebody must got the early edition of Endgame. And then the next thing afterwards I have to think is a spoiler. Thor kills Thanos. Then Iron Man kills Thanos from the past. So there's two characters, Thanos and Thanos. We don't know who dies and when and what universe. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. In my opinion, sports, LeBron has not been the best player in the league the last 15 years. Crying, laughing faces. Big false. Big false to you, sir. At Joy Taylor, your teen.
I think they mean team.
Yes. Your teen is too earthbound. Captain Marvel is a game changer, but there is no match for Thanos on your team. Thanos literally courts death. At Newman Show 99, team has the three strongest characters in Storm, Magneto, and Thanos. That's not, I didn't even have Magneto. I got you, but pay attention. Just pretend I commented something funny and original. I think that it was. Thank you. We haven't actually had that. I agree with Joy's, Russ's legacy won't be tarnished because of Damian Lillard. He's still a better than that. Guys, listen, I struggle reading already with the comments out loud. I'm trying to do it live. You got to come with the grammar. Please come correct with the grammar. Look over it. You can edit on YouTube with comments. Just take some time. Go back. Make sure. Because, you know, I'm reading. Guys, come on now. Okay, I did want to read this family's comment. So Endgame is a accumulation of the last 11 years of MCU, and you think Captain Marvel, a character that just got introduced to this year, is going to save the day. Okay, it's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out. Okay, that, I mean, why do you think she was introduced? Listen, y'all was decent in the comments at best today, at best this week. Y'all lucky I got somewhere to go anyway, because that's about it. Get in there. We thank y'all for watching. We love y'all. Next week, got another big show.
More content.
You know what I mean? Because we're making it for y'all. Yeah, we don't care about the slow news. We in here.
Yeah, we got to do it.
We're going to create. We're going to make up news if we don't have it.
Yep.
Y'all hear about Kobe getting president of the Lakers?
Say what?
It's done.
Next time on Maybe I'm Crazy Podcast.